What's up, Yap Squad? What's up, Yappers? And we are coming at you with a brand new bonus episode because that's what we're doing today. Every once in a while, we're gonna give out a little bit of bonus content because we love Star Wars and other fandom things. And if there is something new that we want to talk about and do a little review and recap, we're gonna do that. And today we are gonna be talking all about Tales of the Empire, the little mini series that released on May 4th on Disney Plus. This is probably when this releases, it'll be a couple weeks after, so it'll give you some time to watch it if you haven't, and there will be spoilers involved, and we're going to talk all about what we thought, and yeah, we've got a wonderful special guest. We just had an amazing conversation with Liv on our main episode, so if you haven't watched that or listened to it yet, please check that out. We talked all about Star Wars animation and cosplay and all the really cool stuff that Liv does, so check it out. But let's get into Tales of the Empire. So it released on May 4th. There are 6 episodes. It's a 6-part miniseries featuring 2 female antagonists, I would describe them as, that we've seen in other Star Wars media. Morgan Elsbeth of Mandalorian and Ahsoka fame in the live action series, as well as Barriss Offee, who is a character that we haven't actually seen in quite a while. The last time we saw her was season 5 of The Clone Wars, and we are finally catching up with what she has been up to. So the first thing that I wanted to ask you all is, when did you watch it? Did you watch it right as it came out? Did you watch it all at once? Who did you watch it with? I'm curious because I watched it with Sawyer. We watched it all over May 4th weekend when we were at Fan Expo in Philadelphia. So that was really cool to watch it with a bunch of other Star Wars fans.
I watched it, I think, on the 5th or the 6th. I think it was the night of the 5th. Mm-hmm. I watched it, and I just kind of had like a self-care night and watched all the episodes at once.
That sounds lovely. That sounds very nice. Yeah, we watched all of the episodes as well because they are really short. They're all like maybe 10, 11, 12 minutes each. Mm-hmm. So you can get through it really quickly. Mm-hmm. So these episodes focused on Morgan Elsbeth for the first 3 and then Barriss Offee for the second 3. And I wanted to, before we kind of talk more about spoilers and what happens and whatever, I wanted to kind of talk about why do we think that they chose to focus on these 2 characters for this specific project?
I really think that they are 2 characters that kind of were in similar situations. Their whole world fell apart in front of them, and they were sent down a path involving the Empire at these 2 different time periods. And they both had a choice to make. Were they going to continue with this? Were they going to delve more into what the Empire does and try and gain power off of it? Or are they going to realize what was actually happening and strive to make a difference in their life? And it was so interesting seeing, of course, Morgan, we know how her story ends, that she dies. And now getting to fill in the gaps of seeing how her whole life basically was destroyed in front of her, and she had the choice to make. Was she going to do something good with her life, or was she going to feed into this power? And she did. And they showed her becoming this tyrant to this planet. And then you have Barriss, who was thrown into the Inquisitors, and she thought that's what was the right path for a while. And then ultimately she had a change of heart and realized this is bad. This is really bad. And flipped her whole life around.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a really great connection that you've made there, that they are 2 characters, 2 women, 2 very strong, powerful women that were thrown into very similar situations with the Empire, and unique situations, right? Because in a lot of the story that we're so familiar with is the Force-sensitive, the powerful people that were persecuted and hunted after the Empire rose to power. But these are 2 women in very specific circumstances. Morgan was hunted as a Night Sister, but she managed to escape. And Barriss, interestingly, because of her brief dance with the dark side in the Clone Wars was granted what the Empire presented as a second lease on life, but mm-hmm. in reality it turned out to be something much more sinister. So
yeah.
And Tales of the Empire was a surprise. None of us were expecting it. It was announced very suddenly and to all of our enthusiasm, because especially with Barriss, we've wanted to know what happened to her story for a really, really long time now. And so I think that's just the beauty of these Tales series. We've gotten to see these intimate looks at these beloved characters in a completely different setting and a different light, and provide so much more context to the things that they've been through in their lives, because so much is going on in the world of Star Wars at all times. So this really gives the opportunity for us to take a more detailed look into some of these characters, because that's the beauty of Star Wars. Almost every single character has so much, well, not almost, every single character in Star Wars has a backstory. And I think this is a, Tales is, and I hope they do more. I'm speaking in the present as though they have already announced more. it's very similar to the From a Certain Point of View books.
Yes,
and it really is. I hope that we get more of those, and I hope we get more of Tales, because these deep dives are, they feed us well.
They really do. I just think back to Tales of the Jedi. Like, of course, we had the incredible Ahsoka storyline, but I would have never thought that I'd be so interested in Count Dooku of all the characters. Suddenly, I'm so invested in his story and getting to see, of course, Yaddle and Mace and all the supporting characters in there, and getting more of their story was just incredible to see.
Yeah, I think it's really cool that we get, you know, when we were introduced to Morgan Elsbeth, we kind of show, it's the middle of her story. And then in Ahsoka, we get to follow up with the end of her story. And then with Barriss Offee, we got to see kind of her origin, where she came from, that she's, you know, a Jedi Padawan. And then it was that when the Clone Wars was abruptly canceled, we never got a follow up. So she has been a character that a lot of people have been asking to follow up with. Did she become an Inquisitor? Did she die in Order 66? Like, what is going to happen to her? And now we have this conclusion. It is, I think, left maybe sort of kind of open-ended at the end of her episodes, but we do get to mostly see the rest of her life and what happened. So I think these characters are very similar, and it can show what trauma and loss can, how it can drastically affect people in different ways, because we see Morgan Elsbeth grasp for this power and totally dive into it. And then we see Barriss, who is someone who is a lot more conflicted with the power that she is given once she faces her like Inquisitor trials and is given an official position in the Inquisitorius. So I think it's great. I love that we got to see two female characters focused on, especially, like, I liked Tales of the Jedi, but seeing how Ahsoka was such a prevalent character throughout the Clone Wars and Rebels, and we knew that we were getting an Ahsoka series, it was, like, a little disappointing to know that, you know, half of the show was going to feature a heavily feature a character that we've already seen so much of, as much as I loved her episodes. So this was really cool. I was not expecting the Morgan Elsbeth stuff at all.
Me either.
I really, really love the Night Sisters. Like, Maren is one of my favorite Star Wars characters from Jedi Fallen Order and Jedi Survivor. I think the Night Sister lore is so interesting and so cool.
Yeah.
And so to see that, and I know that they had kind of teased in The Mandalorian maybe she was a Night Sister, based on, I think there was a line of dialogue of how she said she was a survivor, and then getting to see more of that in both Ahsoka and then see where she came from in Tales of the Empire is so cool. I really loved it.
I've always been grasping for more Night Sisters content. It's always been something that has really interested me since watching the Clone Wars. I'm so glad we're finally getting more
So we kind of touched on this already, but I wanted to talk a little bit about the major themes that this show presents and the message I think it was trying to convey, because it is called Tales of the Empire. So we're getting into this time period of mostly before we really see the rebellion come to any sort of fruition. I think towards the end of Barriss's episodes, we see that she is connected to not necessarily the rebellion, but people that are rebelling in some way.
She's an old friend, right?
Yes. Something about she said old friend. So I think, what do you guys take away from these episodes?
I really think from the Barriss episodes, especially redemption, finding the balance between the light and the dark. I think it was one of my favorite parts is getting to see the fourth sister, who was basically just few scene side character in Obi-Wan. I wasn't expecting her to have such a big role, and seeing her and the third episode threw me for a complete loop, because really in the second Barriss episode, I thought that Lynn died. She got pushed over that cliff. I was like, she could be dead. And then her showing up in the third episode and having that beautiful come to realization of everything that's been going on and why, and her realizing why Barriss ran away from the Inquisitor life was just amazing to see. And then in contrast with the whole Morgan story, a lot of it was, what does this greed for power, what does it do to you? And it showed that she went from someone who was so lost, and then of course Thrawn came and presented her with that opportunity. He said that this growing rebellion needs to be stopped. Like, you could have a piece in this of stopping them. I could give you power. I could help you on this rise to power. And then seeing her in her third episode, which right before she's introduced in The Mandalorian, just being this horrible tyrant to these people. They basically don't know what's going on in the outside world. They don't know there's a new republic, just showing how she took a hold of that darkness and the greed and everything that she was presented, and she has no remorse for it.
Absolutely. I can speak to both of those points. I was going to mention Lynn as well, the fourth sister. Yeah. And it was so amazing. It's the same actress, I believe, who voiced her, who played her in Obi-Wan, which is amazing. And it was so cool after it came out, seeing all the reactions to the episodes and seeing people, you know, make memes like, oh, I'm sorry, ma'am, I was not familiar with your game. And she was, that's just what makes these episodes so amazing. But that story in particular, and episode 3 of Barriss's arc, first of all, I would like to believe that Barriss's time in prison gave her a lot of opportunity to reflect. And I never felt throughout the episodes that she really was embracing the dark side again. Even in that first episode when she makes a sacrifice and becomes the winner of the Inquisitor position, it didn't feel genuine. You know, in the same way that her struggle in season 5 of the Clone Wars felt like she really was going through an internal struggle that we've seen in so many Jedi before, temptation of the dark side and whatnot. It really felt like she was just trying to survive. And I think that theme is definitely played into Morgan Elsbeth's stories as well, because she's just trying to survive, and that's the start of her arc. But she tries to survive in a very different way, and I think that, like, this is just clicking in my head as I'm talking about it, but I really think that that's a theme that's constant throughout both of these stories. Barriss is trying to survive because she knows she's already seen the alternative of what happens if she runs away, and Morgan is trying to survive out of not spite, but revenge and grief, and watching these two stories play out in very, very different circumstances, watching Morgan embrace tyranny as a way to protect herself is, in comparison to Barriss, who stays true to her values and becomes a healer, not to protect herself, but to protect others. It's very, very poetic, very insightful.
I love that line in the last episode with Morgan where she says, "My world has been burning since I was a child. Why should this one be any different?" I got chills. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Because it really, I think it speaks to that point of the different ways in which these two characters chose survival and how. I think Morgan Elsbeth, you know, said, I have been to that place where I have nothing. I will never go back. I will never be there again. And up until the end, she, I think, you know, tying it into her arc in Ahsoka, she does, I think, what she set out to do, because even in the end, she doesn't make it. But, you know, her whole thing was this revenge for what happened to her and her people and Dathomir. Mm-hmm. Like one of her very last lines that she says in Ahsoka is for Dathomir. And,
you
know, obviously it doesn't excuse these terrible things that she's done, but at least we can understand her thought process of or why she chose to do these things. And then you have someone like Barriss, who came from this organization with the Jedi, who is, you know, they're supposed to be compassionate and, you know, helpful to others. And she could see through the corruption that a lot of others did not see until it was too late. Did she go about it in the right ways to try to display that? Maybe not. But I do think she did have time to reflect while she was imprisoned, because, you know, I was expecting, I don't know what I was expecting, but I felt like I expected her to be angrier because when we see a lot of the other Inquisitors in these stories that we've seen, we see how angry they are. And that's why they're Inquisitors now, is because they, you know, either the Grand Inquisitor or Vader or Palpatine, whoever, saw something in them that knew that they had potential for the dark side. And I think it's really beautiful that Barriss was able to break through that corruption and realize this is not who I am. Maybe I don't agree with the Jedi. Maybe some of the things that I was seeing and that people were saying about them were true, but that doesn't take away from my need or desire to be a compassionate person. And so to see her, you know, throw the Inquisitor helmet away almost as soon as she got it and then go on to live a very passive life of helping people. I don't think it was explicitly stated that she was part of the path, but I love that that was a tie-in with Obi-Wan Kenobi and Jedi Survivor. That's at least to me, that's what it seemed like when they were talking about the child they were helping and the family. So the Jedi games are some of my favorite things. So anytime there's any kind of connection to those, it makes me very happy. But does anyone have any other favorite moments in the episodes they'd like to talk about?
I liked I was joking with a friend saying that the Morgan episodes especially were like the Rebels the Barriss ones as well, because the Inquisitor are in it. The Rebels villains reunion.
Yes. So oh my God. Loved,
it was my least favorite Rebels character is Rook, so seeing him was like a jump scare. I hate that motherfucker, but did I get so excited seeing him on the screen? Yeah, I was like, there's my guy. I hate him so much, but I'm so glad he's here right now.
Behind them like a little gremlin, and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Like, you can never get rid of him. He's like, he's always just gonna appear somewhere. But it was really like the Rebels villains reunion, and I love that. I love seeing more of the Inquisitors. And of course, Thrawn, his little cameo. Love seeing that blue man.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. but I did really love getting to see more of the Inquisitors. Like I already said, the fourth sister, and it was cool that like all this after all this years of speculation, people being like, "Oh, what if Barriss was an Inquisitor?" And then it happened, and I do love that she. She wasn't an Inquisitor for very long. She left. She got out of there. So it was really cool to see that. Also, I did love the little Bo-Katan cameo.
Oh, yes.
I'm
so excited. What? I saw that on Twitter, someone mentioning it. Where was she?
So it's a voice cameo. So at the end of the third Morgan episode, what's his name? I always forget his name. The guy who, she was in Mando too, but they have the comm and they break the comm when someone starts talking. So he has the comm in his hand and then he drops it. And he, someone says, who is this? Like, what's going on? It's Bo-Katan.
You know what? I think when we were all watching it as a group, our subtitles kept turning off. So that must have been when I, because I saw that the other day. I was like, wait, where was Bo-Katan? Okay, now I'm going to go back and watch it.
It says in the subtitle, it says Bo-Katan. Yeah. But I didn't even have to look at it. I recognized voice right away. I was like, Katie Sackhoff, there you are.
I love that tie-in. Like, my girl. I love that tie-in with the Mandalorian. Like, obviously now that is how Ahsoka knows to go to Corvus.
And that it's has so been cool. my big question all along is like, what were Bo-Katan and Ahsoka doing? How did Bo-Katan know that Ahsoka was on Corvus? And that's something I'd like to see as well in some medium is seeing, like, obviously Ahsoka and Bo were working together doing something at some point or had some point of contact.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
Yeah, that'd be a good Tales little thing to do.
Lots of opportunities there, but yeah, I mean, I'm gonna have to go back and watch because I totally missed that. But yeah, for me, I think the mirror cave in at the end of Barriss's was for me, it was very atmospheric. It reminded me of some scenes in The Mandalorian, but also some scenes in the Jedi games. And more than that, I think what they are doing, what Star Wars is doing with these Inquisitor stories, I just want more of them. I think that they all have had their own unique journey, and they have done a really great job of representing the different ways in which Order 66, because almost all the Inquisitors, if not all of them, were basically children when Order 66 happened. And we've had the opportunity to see all these different Inquisitors take a different approach to it. You know, Reva did it for revenge, and Trilla did it for grief and overwhelming regret and also shame over her master. And then we have Lynn. Would love to see where she goes with things, the fourth sister. And then we have Iskat from, why am I spacing on the name?
Rise of the Red Blade.
Yes, Rise of the Red Blade. Amazing book by Delilah S. Dawson. And such a fascinating character. And so, yeah, I think that's my favorite. And the ending specifically of Barriss's story, which was sad, but also provided a new stroke of hope for the fourth sister. It was peak Star Wars. Can I say that?
Peak Star Wars.
Those stories are what I love the most about this universe.
Me too. And I think it really ties into what we were saying in our big episode about animation, how I mentioned how animation, you get to tell these stories in such a beautiful way, and especially just all the imagery and like the mirror cave and everything was just done in such a great way that I feel like putting the story in animation was the perfect way to do it.
It was so good. I am so hoping to see more. If they were to come out with more episodes in this style, what would you all want to see? I think we mentioned earlier Tales of the Rebellion. So if we got that, what characters would you want to see? And any other kind of themes or eras where you would want to see a Tales of the Blank?
Yes, I have two specific ones. One is the Tales of the Rebellion. Have we watched Bad Batch finale? Do we know what happens?
Yes.
We do. Yes. Okay. So I'll say I want to see Hera and Omega working together in the rebellion. I want to see pilot besties. It'll make my heart so happy. And I would love to see, so like with like the three episode format, I'd love to see a first three with Hera and Omega working together. And then I'd love to see something with Leia, Luke, and Han.
Ooh.
Working with maybe some other character, whether it be Hera, Omega, whoever else in that time period. I think that would be a really cool story to tell. I would also love to see something pre The Force Awakens with Kylo Ren and the Knights of Ren. That is one of the number one stories that I want to see in some medium. And I feel like that is a great way to do it. It could be like half it be Kylo Knights of Ren, half it be like Luke Jedi Academy, something else along those lines in that period. Maybe just like with the whole downfall of the New Republic as well. I think that'd be an awesome story to tell.
Hey, if it means we could get some new Ben Solo content.
I'm always praying for more Ben Solo content.
I feel like at this point, the only Ben Solo content we would be getting new, like, would be animated.
Careful, Brooke.
Right.
Listen, I wanted Ben Solo to live as much as the next girly, but it's fine. I don't need him to come back to life or anything, you know?
I know.
I would love to see more of Ben Solo pre Kylo Ren. So I would love to see like Tales of the First Order. I would love to see like Adam Driver come back and voice him.
Yes.
That would be so good.
Tales of Kylo Ren, Adam Driver, please come back.
Yeah. And I know like we got the Kylo Ren comic, but if they could adapt that into animation, chef's kiss. It would be so good.
Chef's kiss.
I'm gonna say two things as well. I would like that, all of that, everything that was already said, but I would like Tales of the Resistance in general, or just Tales of, give me something about Poe growing up, give me something about Finn's backstory, give me Janna, let's see more of Janna, see how Janna. She ended
Lando
up
and Janna
Rose Tico would be good too.
Absolutely, like all of those people deserve their own movies, really, but
I think Poe's parents as well.
Yes,
like I want to see. I want to see that story adapted into animation. I love the Dameron, the Dameron family history.
Yeah, absolutely. But the other thing I thought about, just because Tales has been kind of like a gift to longtime Star Wars fans, longtime Clone Wars fans, Rebels fans. I would venture a guess that most Tales audiences are adults, and if not that, then adults and then their young children that they're introducing to Star Wars. And because of that, I think that all of the Tales stories that we've already received, both Jedi and Empire, are darker in nature. And for that reason, give me Tales of the High Republic and give me some nasty, gruesome stories that we already know are happening, but give me the Path of the Open Hand. Give me the Nile tales. Give me a terrible, misfortunate ending to a Jedi in the High Republic era. Yeah. Like I would eat that up.
Mm-hmm.
Give me some animated Keev Trennis. Like, I feel like this show, the Tales series, it reads to me very much like a comic because it is short form and it goes through it's a more of a consolidated story of characters, and so I think it would work really well to adapt maybe some of the comic book characters. Give me oh my god, why am I blanking on her name? Dr. Aphra. Yes, thank you.
Give
me a Dr. Aphra series. That would be so good. I feel like there are so many, not just characters we've seen in animation and live action, but also these novel characters, these comic book characters that we've seen. I would love to get them adapted for that. Give me Seer. Give me Tales of the Jedi. I would love to see more of Seer as a Jedi and more of what Seer had been doing in between. Fallen Order and Survivor. Ugh, so good. Yeah. That's my pick.
Yeah. Or you mentioned Keeve. Like, I could totally see an episode that's like young Keeve and Skier.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, that would be amazing. Like, yeah. Oof. So many ideas. Lucasfilm.
Lucasfilm. Listen to us. We have ideas. We
said at the same time, Lucasfilm.
Take them for free.
Hive mind. Yeah, literally, Lucasfilm. If you don't hire me, that's fine. But please take my ideas because I want it. Give me. Please.
Don't have to give me credit. Just do it for me.
Yeah, cool. Well, I'm so glad that we got to talk about this. Hopefully we see more things like this in the future. Let us know. Tag us on Instagram or Twitter or TikTok or whatever and tell us your thoughts on Tales of the Empire 2 because I want to know what other people thought. Shameless plug for our socials. If you're not following us there, please do. Liv, would you like to drop your socials and let us know where we can find you and your amazing content?
Yeah, I'm on TikTok and Instagram at The Libra Liv. I am on Twitter at Olivia Mary Joan. And I have my own podcast called Damsels Distressing. And we're on Spotify and we have an Instagram account.
Lovely. Cool. Yay. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. And we'll yap with you again soon. So have a wonderful night, day, evening, afternoon, whenever, wherever you are. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.